prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jeff Galini, another installment in the Science for Humans episodes. And then we're going to change it up and be joined by a good friend of mine, Aaron Singerman, to talk about a force to be reckoned with. As you know, Superhuman Radio is being made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals. And their product line is All-American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Welcome back to the show, Dr. Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
Fantastic, fantastic. And this is a really important subject today. And we can't talk about it enough. And the truth of the matter is, no matter where you turn, somewhere there is new research providing us with more content for this discussion, especially in the gloom and dark, desperate days of winter. We just don't get enough vitamin D. So we're going to be talking about vitamin D today, right?
We are. You know, as you said, the research continues, and it's pretty interesting.
So I like to think of vitamin D the way we think of melatonin. We think of melatonin as the nighttime hormone. But we don't really think of vitamin D as the daytime hormone. We think of it as a vitamin. In fact, I saw just today, I was doing cardio this morning, and one of the morning shows had their resident physician on telling people good sources of vitamin D in foods. But there really are no, quote-unquote, good sources of vitamin D because you don't get near the amount in food sources that you get from just spending short times in the sun.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, I call vitamin D the sunshine vitamin, but there aren't very good sources. You can find it in egg yolks and some fish oils. And then, of course, your vitamin D fortified milks. But other than that, the sun is your source.
And the vitamin D fortified milks, there's a lot of discussion now because they use an inferior form of vitamin D to fortify milk. And in fact, it's a synthetic vitamin D that the vitamin D community is coming out against and saying, in fact, it's dangerous, not helpful at all. It's not harmless. It's harmful.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, there obviously are always two sides of the fence. So there probably are some harmful things. For some people, it may be absorbable. Again, it kind of depends on the amounts that you're getting in from that source.
So in obviously with the lack of sunshine, the alternatives then become some food sources. However, as we've acknowledged, these are very, very limited. But then supplementation, I guess, right?
That really is it. And, you know, for people who also have a darker skin, you know, as you said, what happens is this, the sun hits the skin, which produces the transformation of vitamin D. So we are limited on where we can get it from food sources unless you want to go eat a whole lot of egg yolks, but I don't recommend that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the color of skin. When we look at this process from an evolutionary perspective, we realize that those of us with dark skin, like I have, our ancestors evolved in areas where there was a lot of sunshine. So the selection pressure was for darker-skinned people so that there was not an overproduction of vitamin D. There are negative feedback loops built into the skin that will meter the amount of D3 that's actually released into the bloodstream. But save that, if you're a very fair-skinned person versus a very dark-skinned person, you both react very differently to a half hour's worth of sunshine, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, with like myself, with darker skin, you know, being from the Italian side of the fence, that pigment melanin reduces the skin's ability to make that vitamin D, where, you know, fairer skin people, they burn. So normally they aren't out in the sun as long also.
Which makes me wonder, again, from an evolutionary selection pressure standpoint, we know from the Scandinavian studies on oral vitamin D supplementation, and keep in mind that we have to be careful how we interpret oral vitamin D supplementation research, because that is not how our body normally gets vitamin D. So it's metabolized totally differently. But with that being said, fair-skinned Scandinavian people can take as little as 1,000 IUs a day and get their blood 25-hydroxy levels up pretty quickly, where darker-skinned people, including African-Americans, take that same small dose and see very, very negligible rise, which leads me to wonder if those of us with darker skin can actually get by with less vitamin D as a result of evolution.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that would be a good hypothesis. Obviously, there's no real research on it, but I think nature has a way of adapting humans to different climates. The same way with, people who are in a primarily dark place like Alaska, what happens up there, where they just flat out don't get as much sun as we would, say, down in Florida and things,
So what would you like to discuss specifically about vitamin D today to give people a fuller picture of what's important and what to pay attention to?
I think the most important thing is for people to realize that vitamin D is important. Vitamin D, most of us probably don't know what it's even good for. So I wanted to just talk about the fact that it is essential for strong bones. It helps the body to use the calcium that we take in from our diets. The other thing is something called rickets, which isn't a very common disease.
But in the 20s it was, right?
It was. And again, it could have been from the diet. It could have been from the air. Who knows? But that's also associated with low vitamin D. Most people probably won't even recognize the symptoms because they're so subtle, but I just want to talk about, what some of the symptoms are that basically would cause this. They're fairly interesting. We already talked about, again, not being in the sun or taking in adequate amounts and being dark-skinned, but there's some other things. Your kidneys. There are some folks that their kidneys just can't convert vitamin D to its active form. So sometimes the older we get, our kidneys start to lose that function. There are some diseases such as Crohn's disease, cystic fibrosis, that our digestive tracts can't adequately absorb the vitamin D. And then this one was really interesting, obesity. Because vitamin D is extracted from the blood by fat cells. So the more fat cells, the tougher it is to get that vitamin D into the system. So those are kind of some of the deficiencies. But also...
Wait. I want to add something to that list.
Yes, go ahead.
Something that is probably less obvious to most people, but is a growing concern amongst doctors who perform bariatric surgery, and that is that once someone has had the, I think it's called the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass procedure, they stop absorbing vitamin D through the gut. So yep. These individuals are compromised, and even with the most heroic supplementation, see very little change in vitamin D, in 25-hydroxy levels. They are at great risk. And quite frankly, short of using a topical vitamin D, which I'm not going to pimp, but short of using a topical vitamin D, the best thing for those people is sunlight and sunbeds, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the best way to get it. Here's a couple other things, too, that people may not be aware of, is that when you have the flu, that's a vitamin D deficiency. You can guarantee that your vitamin C, D levels are done. I even spoke to a couple doctors last week that they recommend to their patients as soon as a sniffle comes on to increase their vitamin D, whether it be to go out in the sun or to, try to get something from their diet. If you got muscle weakness, that's another D deficiency. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, asthma, cardiovascular disease, which we'll kind of talk a little bit later in the show about some recent research, schizophrenia and depression, and then this was interesting, cancer. The Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. discovered a connection between vitamin D and reduced breast cancer. So that was something new for me that I discovered.
Well, the really interesting link between cancer and vitamin D levels came out of Wake Forest University when they were working on some cancer research. And one of the little mice that they injected with active cancer cells did not develop cancer like the rest of his littermates. And in fact, they took this one mouse and sequestered it and injected this mouse with threefold the amount that the other mice got, and they all succumbed to the cancer, and he still resisted it. So when they started to look at this mouse, they found out that he had an anomaly, that he overproduced 25-hydroxy, but more important, calcitriol, which is one of the less investigated but now emerging metabolites of vitamin D, active vitamin D. And they ended up creating a whole line of transgenic mice that overproduce vitamin D specifically for cancer research. They could not give these mice cancer no matter what they exposed them to. And that was one of the earliest research papers that linked vitamin D to cancer. It was amazing.
Yeah, it is. And there's been a couple more since then that have had just as good of success. Let me ask you something. What do you think? We're telling people to go out in the sun. What about all the stuff about too much sun causes, you know, different types of skin cancer?
I don't buy it. I don't buy it, Dr. Jeff. And I'll tell you why. We've spent thousands of years, and if you want to argue, a couple million years in direct exposure of the sun. If you look at recorded history and you look at the rates of melanoma, they closely parallel the use of sunscreen. You look at sub-Saharan Africans that live there and spend all day in the sun, and they do not develop melanomas. They move to the United States, and they develop melanoma. What something else is afoot here. It's not the sun, in my humble opinion. There's something else going on. Now, it could be that there are things in our environment that have specific inflammatory effects, specifically on the skin, or it could be diets devoid of certain nutrients that set the skin up that when it's stimulated by the sun, something rogue happens that isn't supposed to happen. So I'm not saying I'm a conspiracy theorist. Oh, sunscreen is causing cancer. But what I am saying is sun has not done this except until very, very recent times. Something else is going on. We cannot demonize the sun. It's been part of our evolutionary gift to the things that we produce vitamin D in the skin for a reason. So we can't demonize the sun. We have to look deeper and find out what's making the sun bad for some people and not others. I'm a sun worshiper, Dr. Jeff. I've laid in the sun. When I was a young man in my 20s, I lived in Vegas. I laid in the sun every single day. I lay in the sun every chance I get now as well. We have a pool in the backyard. I don't have any melanoma. I don't use I don't even use sunscreen. I use the worst thing you can, Hawaiian Tropic dark tanning oil. It's like putting little magnifying glasses on your skin.
Well, you know, and I have to agree with you. I wanted to see what you had to say on that. I think it is funny that, you know, all of a sudden it's the sun's fault when, you know, again, as we're talking about, our bodies were created to get vitamin D from the sun. Now all of a sudden we're saying, well, don't go in the sun. And now we have all these other things that could happen. So I do have to agree with you, but I do like the sun also, and my suntan oil is worse than what you use, so I won't even mention it.
Wait, I bet I can guess. I bet it's baby oil and iodine. Do you remember that? Do you remember when the girls used to use baby oil and iodine to get that golden bronze look?
That's what I used to use. I don't use the iodine anymore, but I do like the baby oil. But yeah. Actually, that is the best way to get a nice golden tan, especially if you have a slightly darker tan, you know, or slightly darker skin. But it does work.
I wonder what that does to your thyroid, all absorbing some of that iodine on your whole body.
I don't know. It's been a long time, but that was kind of one of the old bodybuilding secrets.
Yeah, baby oil and iodine. It was great.
Tom Platz, he used to get so golden brown, and I said, Tom, what's your secret? And he told me, so I thought, that's cheap, so I'll do it.
But you smelled like iodine. Do you remember that smell? It was almost like a metallic smell that your body gave off when you had that stuff on.
Yeah, but the good thing is it's kept the mosquitoes away.
Yeah, exactly. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our break now. When we come back, let's talk about some of the information you want to talk about related to cardiovascular disease and vitamin D deficiency. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest Protein Bar. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Come for the information, stay for the music. We have the best music of any podcast out there. I challenge you to find anybody's podcast who has these songs. They don't. All right, welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about vitamin D deficiencies right now. So, most recent study that I've been sent shows that vitamin D deficiency is closely linked to insulin resistance, more so than diabetes, but that's still very, very promising. What about cardiovascular disease, Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, you know, there is a recent study that was done over in Finland at the University of Turku. And this showed that low childhood vitamin D was linked to adult arteriosclerosis.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting.
Think about all those parents out there who slather their children with banana boat, you know, SPF 95, and then take them out to the pool.
Well, this is why. I mean, in this subject group was over 2,100 kids. So, I mean, it was a large group that was checked. So, again, you know, what is arteriosclerosis? It's kind of a long word, a big word. But essentially what happens is you get deposits of this arteriomatous plaque that contains cholesterol and lipids that develop on the innermost layer walls of the large and medium-sized arteries. So obviously this doesn't happen in a short amount of time. It's something that would happen over time, but that is one of the main causes for heart disease, you know, any type of plaque buildup or cholesterol lipid buildup. So, you know, this particular study showed that, you know, again, kids with low levels probably will have some cardiovascular diseases when they grow up. You know?
But isn't it funny that we just focus on cardiovascular disease? Let's be clear about this. This phenomenon is called stenosis. It's a narrowing of blood vessels, especially arteries that carry oxygenated blood to organ systems and to every important piece of tissue in the body. While a stenosis in an important artery to the heart, from the heart, will cause a heart attack, which is, you can't deny that, right? But there's more slowly progressing diseases related to stenosis. Everything from dementia. You know, let's talk about carotid artery blockages that lead to dementia. That's a stenosis. Right. Those are probably tied to vitamin D deficiency as well.
Well, and this is the other thing that, you know, again, nothing against our healthcare practitioners and psychiatrists, but when someone is depressed, what's the first thing they do?
Put them on antidepressant.
Let's stick them on a drug.
Right.
Guess what? That's a vitamin D deficiency. You know, our brain has receptors that need vitamin D for normal brain development and just the mental function to maintain life. I mean, how about let's try some vitamin D first?
Well, you're much too gracious to say what I'm going to say,
and that and is that. You probably have
The psychiatric industry, in my humble opinion, is mostly pseudoscience today. They're trying to tag people who eat clean or focus on healthy eating as having a mental illness. It's a really scary group of clinicians out there that are trying to overreach and make every single human habit a mental disorder, including biting your own nails. They call that compulsive grooming. So, I mean, they will never give vitamin D to anybody because they don't want people to get better. With that being said, let's talk a little bit about vitamin D testing for a second.
So, very easy.
Yeah, vitamin D testing is very simple thanks to labs like ZRT Lab. They do a blood spot test. It's called a Wattman blotter. It looks like a book of matches with a pad of paper inside of it. You drop 6 or 7 blood drops on it. You send it in. They give you a 25 hydroxy reading back. But I predict that in the upcoming years, this is not going to be adequate. We're going to learn a couple things. First of all, 25-hydroxy is a good starting point, but calcitriol may play a bigger role, as will vitamin D sulfate, the sulfated version of vitamin D, in conferring all of the benefits of vitamin D that we're coming to learn about. And a better method of determining if someone has, remember what I was talking about before, maybe dark-skinned people need less vitamin D?
Mm-hmm, right.
There's a way to find out if you're in your sweet spot of vitamin D, and that's to look at parathyroid hormone in the presence of supplementation. Because parathyroid hormone starts to go wrong when levels are too high or too low. So you can actually find the sweet spot for someone when testing by looking at parathyroid hormone as well. This is not my idea. A very brilliant young man that I'm working with on the Primal D project, Dr. Chris Masterjohn. He's the first one that started promoting this idea on my show, quite frankly, about 5 years ago. And it's really caught on within the vitamin D community. Now they're starting to understand everybody has their sweet spot. How do you determine that? Parathyroid hormone can give you a glimpse of that.
Yeah, and I think that is really good, and probably the best way to go. But I also found that, you know, again, until somebody can actually get that, you can get some home tests that even though they may not be as accurate, you'll at least know whether you're in, you know, a deficient level of D, which means go take a walk.
Yeah, get out in the sun.
Yeah.
So now you're up in Montana. How is the sun right now in this time of the year?
You know, the one good thing about Montana is we're up 3,500 feet, so we do have sun during the wintertime. It's not like some places where it's cloudy all the time, but we're pretty much covered up. So the only place that hits is faces. But I do think people out here during the winter are deficient in D. Now, summertime, we're out in the yards because we've only got a good 3 months worth of summertime. So people are laying out. They're out working. We're getting plenty. But it is tough in winter areas, you know, during that wintertime.
I think sunbeds, not tanning beds, but sunbeds are a good alternative too. And I want to differentiate. The tanning bed became a phenomenon when the role that sun played in tanning skin, like the pharmaceutical companies that isolate a particular active component of something and just want to use that. We just use the rays that seemed to be responsible for tanning that the sun emits and created bulbs to create that environment. And that's when tanning went bad because you need all the rays from the sun, we've learned. And so when I was a young man, they had sun lamps. These lamps put out the full waveform seen by the sun. It didn't just isolate a couple. I think we need to get back to that technology.
We do, and I remember years ago, all the hotels used to have a sun lamp.
Yeah.
In their bathrooms. Remember that?
Yeah. My mother and my sister had a sun lamp. It had a big alligator clip on it, and they would clip it to like the back of the bed, sit in a chair, and face it for a couple, you know, 15, 20 minutes at a time. And it gave your skin a nice red glow, but it did so much more that we are just starting to understand now. Somebody needs to bring back the sun bed. Not the tanning bed.
Maybe we need to go find and see if there's any sun bulbs out there, and we'll let everybody know where they can get them at. And one of the things I did want to say is, you know, we were kind of talking about all these dangerous things like cancer, and I don't want people to go away thinking, oh, I'm going to die, because it's very easy to get your vitamin D. Like I said, just get out in the sun, or maybe we'll find some sun lamps for you.
There you go. Dr. Jeff, thank you for being on the show today as usual.
Thank you much. Take care.
Talk soon. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by a good friend of mine who has become a force to be reckoned with in the supplement industry, and that's Aaron Singerman. Stay tuned.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 539-2755.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. I have to say I'm excited to have a good friend of mine on the show. We haven't actually been on the same radio show in way too many years, Aaron Singerman. How you doing, Aaron?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. So, you know, I thought about what I wanted to talk about on today's show, and I had a lot of thoughts. And the only thing that I keep coming back to is the fact that you have emerged as a force to be reckoned with within the supplement industry. And I think that you kind of were like the dark horse. I mean, I don't think anybody saw this coming. Did you see it coming? What about you? Did you see it coming, or do you pinch yourself once in a while?
No, I definitely didn't see it coming. And thank you for saying that. No, I didn't see it coming. I really didn't, you know, and yes, I do occasionally. You know, it's funny. I'm so forward focused on what's the next thing to do. A lot of times, I don't think about it until I'm forced to reflect upon it. Like I'm like showing somebody around the house or showing somebody where around the warehouse, or if I'm on an interview like this with you today, then it kind of, you're forced to reflect, and it makes me, you know, really take a second to appreciate it and to reflect and be grateful for all the amazing opportunities that I've had, you know?
Do you ever feel, and this is interesting, and you and I have very similar backgrounds in a lot of different areas. Do you ever feel, I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but do you ever feel like, why me? Not deserving? Do you ever feel like, you know yourself better than most people do? And how did this happen for me?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit, Carl, but I feel like I worked very hard. I didn't put it this way. I have had opportunities where I've seized the moment. And if I wouldn't have had those opportunities, I don't think I would be where I am today. But I did work really, really hard.
Right.
I mean, obsessively work hard towards getting to where I am right now and where I'm going. So, I don't know. Like, I think back and think about it and say, do I not deserve it? I don't think that I feel that. No, I don't think so.
No, because you're right. Lots of people have opportunities. And quite frankly, the average person has 10 opportunities that fly by them in the day and they don't even see them as opportunities. Seizing the opportunity and then taking action. Elisa and I were talking about something business-wise the other day. And she said to me, why is it that so many people say they're going to do something, but they don't do it? And I said, quite frankly, that's why there's not more successful people in the world, because most people say they're going to do something and just never do it. They just never seize the opportunity. And, success is a very wise man once told me, success is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. In other words, the action.
One of my big tips to success, when people ask me for tips to success, one of my main ones is don't procrastinate. And you know me, Carl, and you know my nature. You know, most people don't know me like this, but know that I am a lazy person, and I am a serial procrastinator. So I have to go against my nature. And one of the biggest things that I did that changed where I am now is I never ever procrastinate. Like, I am compulsive about doing what I'm supposed to do and what I need to do. And it's a lot of times what I don't want to do right away. And probably one of the biggest problems in my personal relationship, like with my wife, is that I am compulsive about doing it. So if somebody calls me at midnight, leaves me a message, hey, can you please send me your high-res logo so I can put it on our advertising, I will stop everything I'm doing and go and do it immediately. Or at the very least, if we're at dinner or something, I'll take my phone out, which I get yelled at, and I'll make a note. And I'll make a note and set an alarm to do it as soon as I'm done, because that is really against my nature. Most of the people listening probably are like me, and they're naturally a lazy person. So you have to focus, whether it's making the decision to go after a goal, or it's as simple as writing an email or applying to somebody or calling somebody back, that it won't be a fun phone call. You have to do it immediately, because when you delay, shit just doesn't get done.
Okay, so I would disagree that you're a lazy person. But let's qualify this for a second. You're not lazy when it's things that you want to do. So the question then becomes, those of us who lived a life of self-medication, whatever your medication of choice happened to be, alcohol, recreational drugs, or even in bodybuilding drugs to some degree, many of us do some of the things we do because of the drugs. But for those of us who have self-medicated in our lives, I believe that fear, some sort of fear, plays a role in the desire to feel different than we do, to shift out of that fear sense. How much of the procrastination about the thing, not the things that you love doing, but the things that you didn't like doing, how much of it came from maybe fear of you'd find that you couldn't get it done or you would fail at something?
You know, Carl, I don't know. I don't think I have that, man. I feel like I have a supreme confidence in my ability to do whatever I want to do. I think I just have, I really think it's a laziness for me. I see what you're saying, but for me, I feel like when I had to make a phone call, like for example, when me and you did Off Topic Radio, I never thought that I couldn't call and make sales and bring in advertising money. I knew I could. I knew that if I said, you know what, Aaron, life or death, you got to make sales and you got to bring in money so Carl and Aaron can eat. I could have done it. But instead, I didn't make those calls because I was too lazy. Because I was like, it's going to suck. I'm going to have to get rejected. It's going to be shitty. You know, I'm going to have to call these people over and over. It's going to be a hassle. So instead, I won't do it. But never in my mind, if you just said, could you do it, Aaron, if your life depended on it, I would have said, hell yeah, I'm going to be an awesome salesman. I could sell anything.
And you did. You went to work for Dave Palumbo. I remember meeting you at a show one day, and we were recounting some of the big deals you brought aboard. And I mean, these were mega deals. I mean, you, and you were like, and I remember you paid me a compliment. You said you basically just did everything that I told you to do.
Yeah.
You know, that we learned when we were doing off topic. But it's really amazing because I don't think a lot of people would have the courage to admit that it was just sheerly laziness. But there's something very freeing about once you acknowledge that, you're like, oh, now I can just move on with that.
Yeah, I really feel like for me, I think another tip to success is if you're not confident, you should pretend that you're confident, and then eventually you will be. Because if you believe in yourself, then you can accomplish just about anything you put your mind to. So when I call somebody now, if I have to call an international distributor or whatever, any kind of call that relates to my products and essentially selling my products, even though I'm not actually on the phone selling, but when I have to speak to somebody, I just know. Like, I intuitively know that not only are my products good, but that they want them, and that not only do they want them, but they're going to make a lot of money selling them. So I consider it like an assumptive sale. So I, in my heart, know that I'm helping that person. So it's like, people feel that confidence. And even if I didn't really honestly believe it, you have to pretend you believe it, because if you pretend and you, in your heart, know that you're doing that person a favor, whether it's selling them advertising or selling them a nutritional supplement or anything else, selling them yourself, they'll believe it. People pick up on that energy.
Okay, so before we go into this break, distinguish between confidence and pompousness or arrogance. There's a lot of people out there who are basically arrogant and pompous, and they think that's conveying confidence. That you're quite the difference. You're a very humble person. You're a very humble and generous person.
Yeah, there's a big difference. I mean, when you're cocky and arrogant, people, that's a quality that nobody likes, you know? That's a quality that will turn people off. Confidence is different. Confidence, when people pick up confidence, then they feel confident in you as well. So if I say, if I'm talking to somebody and we're talking about products, I'm like, ah, those other products are no good. My products are the best. You know what I mean? Now that sounds arrogant.
Right.
If I tell them, okay, you know, yeah, that's great that you guys do business, but let me tell you a little bit about our products and why they're great also. Let me break down why our products will be better for you.
Right. Right.
You know, I don't know. That's just one small example, but I feel like there's a very big difference in arrogant and cocky.
I think confident people can be self-effacing.
Yes.
And they can convey humility because they're comfortable with who they are, and if you don't see them the way they are presenting themselves, it doesn't bother them. I think that one of the things, a lot of people like Howard Stern was confident. He talked about all of his terrible habits and he bared his soul to people, but because of his confidence, he was able to do that. People that aren't confident, they create an affront that becomes the person they want to be, and people know that's not them. That's part of the problem, I think.
So I agree with that.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We're talking today with Aaron Singerman, purveyor of fine supplements, his product lines, Prime Nutrition and Blackstone Labs. We'll talk a little bit about the products too here shortly, so stay tuned.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My text messages are blowing up because Aaron Singerman is on the phone. Really, it's been, I think a lot of people have been waiting for you and I to like take a radio space again, because Off Topic was so amazing. So many people have tried to recreate the magic that was Off Topic. I think they can't, because it began in the genesis of our relationship, the way we met. Why don't you tell people how we met?
So Carl and I met in a very interesting way. I had reached a point in my life where I had decided what I wanted to do with myself, which is I found my purpose. And it's such a strange thing, because I couldn't find anything really to be passionate about in my life other than bodybuilding. So I decided, you know what? I'm never going to be a great bodybuilder, but there's got to be some way that I can make money or find a career in bodybuilding. So what I did was I started listening to every bodybuilding related show on the radio, and I posted on every board. I used my own name. I did anything I could do to get to be part of that industry. And in the process, I would write a lot of the radio hosts, like Dan Solomon, of course, Dave Palumbo, who later became my boss, and Carl Lenore, Superhuman Radio. And write them a review of the show or a critique or whatever. And Carl one day wrote me back. He's actually the only one that ever wrote me back, incidentally. And he wrote me back and he said, let me talk to you on the phone. It's funny, because I don't know if you remember, but it's because I critiqued Can't See Eye Drops.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was about. Which I don't know if are they still a sponsor?
Yes, absolutely.
So I said, I was critical, and Carl wrote me back. And he said, listen, this stuff really works. I believe in it. Let me call you and tell you about it. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was at my parents' house, and I told them how excited I was that Carl Lenore was going to call me on the phone. And we got on the phone, and we started talking, and I think we talked for, like a few hours.
Yeah, we talked. It was my traditional post-divorce, like Friday night, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was in the house watching television, and we started talking. And what ended up happening was when people like us get on the phone, because you and I are very kindred spirits, we ended up, like, we started talking about one thing, but then it was like,
yeah,
we started
yeah.
talking about our past histories. They were so similar. And we actually literally just bonded on that phone
yeah.
call.
Yeah. And so Carl told me, he said, you know what? Tell you what, he said, you have a really good radio voice. And it's funny because I had never heard that before. Nobody ever said, Aaron, you got a nice voice or you would be good on the radio. Nobody ever mentioned that to me. So I was like, huh. I was like, that's cool. I was like, thanks, man. And Carl's like, well, would you ever be interested in being on the radio? And I was like, well, yeah, maybe. He's like, I tell you what, I've never had anybody interview me on my own show. Would you be interested in coming on and interviewing me on Superhuman Radio?
Right.
And I was like, hell yeah. And so that entire week, I did my best to prepare. Never been on the radio before, never done anything like this. And I researched and I listened to every Superhuman Radio show at the time. Now you got like thousands of shows, but I think you were up to like 300 or 200 at the time. And I listened to all of them and I went back and listened to a lot of them. And I put together these questions and we went on the air and I did the interview. And I think that I did
you did a really good job, because what you did that most people don't do is you actually did the homework. You had good questions.
Yeah, I prepared. I mean, that was the one thing I definitely did is I prepared. And after it was over, we talked on the phone again and you said, hey man, you know, I know you're really into this bodybuilding thing. You know, at the time, you were probably a little more interested in it than you are now, but you still were not really a bodybuilding aficionado.
Right.
So it ended up working out. That ended up being a really big positive proponent to the radio show, because off topic, we covered things surrounding bodybuilding. It was about bodybuilding, but it wasn't about bodybuilding. And you added all the color and the comedy.
And the tomfoolery. We'll get into that for a second, but the irony is that Dave Palumbo was at Muscular Development at the time, and I had been talking to Muscular Development about rebroadcasting Superhuman Radio, which they had just started doing. And so I said to you, because at that time, the Muscular Development Forum had this area called Off Topic, I think it was, where everybody went in to like flame each other and curse at each other and curse each other's mothers. And I said, Aaron, why don't we do a show for Muscular Development called Off Topic? And we'll just talk about all the absurd stuff around bodybuilding. And Dave and Bleckman said yes, but then in the ninth hour, we're getting ready to tape our first show. Dave leaves Muscular Development and says, hey, don't worry, sit tight. I've got my own website coming together. So we actually launched Off Topic on RX Muscle, but originally it was slated to be launched on Muscular Development. And that's how Off Topic came to be. And Off Topic was, quite frankly, Aaron did all the back work. He pre-interviewed everybody. I did nothing except show up and just ask the most absurd questions. And
I mean, that's what made it great, though. You know,
but remember who was the guy that we interviewed that was actually on the Olympia stage? And I asked him if he saw the 202 class, and he goes, "I was in the 202 class." He goes,
"Yeah, it was like David Henry or one of the top." Maybe Jose Raymond. It might have been Jose Raymond.
Yeah, Jose was on our show a lot. But
You said, did you see those 212 guys?
I said, yeah, did you see the 202 guys? He goes, I was in the 202 class.
Yeah. You're like, they were great. He's like, I was in that.
But yeah, that really was, and then Off Topic ran for how many?
100 episodes, 300 hours.
Yeah. Man, because it was a three-hour show. Remember that? Holy
crap. Yeah, you hated that.
It was so long. But it was a lot of fun.
By the end, Carl and me would do the first hour, and it would be like this. We would just bullshit and talk about whatever. And Carl was going through a very messy divorce, and I got cheated on by my girlfriend, all kinds of the stuff that we did. To give you an idea what kind of show it was, my girlfriend cheated on me. I caught her, and the next week we had her on to interview her.
I was mean to Amy, and I felt bad about that later on. But Amy was a little girl, and so whenever we talked about her, I used to play the music from The Wizard of Oz. We represent the Lollipop
tiny.
Guild.
She was tiny. Oh, she deserved it. Come on.
I'm trying to be nice, but you know, it was a great show, and I poured my heart out about my divorce. We actually had people donate money for my divorce defense. There will never be another Off Topic. There have been a lot. And even it went when Muscular Development, while we were still doing Off Topic, if you remember, they came out with a guy named Rowdy, he was a bodybuilder. He was going to do an Off Topic show for them. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah. Yes. Rodney Roller.
Yeah.
Rodney Roller.
And the show had a couple episodes in it. Just sucked. It was just, you couldn't reduplicate. And to this day, no one can reduplicate the
magic.
Well,
I mean, even realistically, even you and I couldn't because we're in such different points in our lives.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, remember when I had gyno surgery and I fell asleep because of all the pain pills and I was snoring when you were
snoring.
Milo,
yeah.
Milo Sarsev was talking about insulin. I started snoring during the interview. I mean.
Well, and wait a minute. And so a lot of people know the story about how you kicked methadone. What they don't realize is there are episodes where you were on it, but you were also kicking it. Right?
Yeah.
One night we were getting ready to do a show and you had knocked down your brand new $3,000 plasma screen TV because you passed out and destroyed your TV.
Yeah, that was a very, very sad moment for me because I had no money at the time. And in typical Aaron Singerman fashion, when I got my Katrina money from Hurricane Katrina, because I was a refugee from Katrina, I finally got this check. I spent $3,000 on one of the first plasma TVs, and I passed out, and I fell head first into the TV and knocked it over the first day I got it. And it was like one of the more depressing, moments that I can actually remember well, you know?
Do you look back at those things now and realize you had to go through that to get where you are today?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I remember when I visited you in Texas, your car broke down the day that we met. We were going out to dinner. You had that nice Lexus. It broke down. I remember that your Lexus got towed away one time from the parking lot. Amy,
it wasn't a nice Lexus car. It was a 1993 Lexus. Something LS400. It was nice when it was new. But it smoked and everything else. Yeah.
Aaron, you're talking to a guy who's driving a 25-year-old Volvo wagon that the power steering pump just went out, and I'm not
replacing. You need to get rid of that car, Carl. I know.
I love it. I have no car payment. And guess what? Everybody's slipping and sliding in the snow, and I'm getting around just fine. It's actually the joke of Elisa and I. But anyway, I want to take a break, and I want to come back, and I want to talk about where you are today. And I want to talk about not only where you are today, but what role Dariel and Asher play, and soon to be the new baby, in your motivation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Are you ready? 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 Ready?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're just shooting the breeze here with Aaron Singerman. Aaron's two companies, Prime Nutrition and Blackstone Labs, continue to grow and leave a huge footprint on the supplement industry, but the humble guy refuses to talk about his supplements. I want you to know that. Aaron doesn't want to talk about his supplements at all. He just wants to have a conversation and have fun. And what kind of person does that? Comes on a radio show that reaches literally millions of people and says, but no, I don't want to promote my products. I think that's very admirable. I'm sorry. I've always had such high regard for you because I always felt like I saw things in you that other people didn't see in you. And that kind of made me feel good. But then after all the heartache and disappointment you had early on, you were displaced by Katrina. Your whole family was displaced by Katrina. Let's not forget your mom and dad had a thriving business that they just had to leave because of Katrina. You really are the quintessential American story, because there were people who didn't want to have anything to do with you. There were women who you were interested in who didn't pay attention to you the way you deserved it, and there were people who probably didn't bet on you as the one that was going to finish. And here you are now at the helm of two very successful companies, an amazingly beautiful but very, very special person as a wife, Darielle. A little boy that could be a friggin' model in a magazine, Asher. I mean, every time I get such a chug, you know, you can't see me when I look at his videos, and I just get the biggest thrill out of watching him. He's such a beautiful little boy. And I can't help but think that that's what you looked like when you were young.
Oh, I wasn't as cute as him. I was pretty cute. He's like ridiculously cute. He got all the good stuff and none of the bad stuff.
Yeah. And so how much of that, I mean, you were already a success when you met Dari, but Asher really kicked it into the next level for you?
Oh yes, definitely, definitely. I wouldn't say that I was already a success. I mean, yeah, I was making a living and stuff like that. But meeting her, definitely, like if you remember, at that point, I was working for Dave Palumbo and covering shows around the country and around the world for bodybuilding shows for RX Muscle. When I met Darielle, it definitely made an impact on me, but I still don't think it was that big until we got pregnant with Asher. And for whatever reason, I felt incredible pressure to perform. Like the chance or the possibility of failure was no longer there. I just didn't feel like there was an option. And that's when a lot of the stuff, like the things that I talk about when I talk about success, like no longer procrastinating and making lists and setting goals and all the other things that I talk about that are required in my mind to have extreme success, I kind of like started doing them. I started coming up with the things and reading books about success and business, and my goals shifted a lot from like how big I could get my muscles and bodybuilding and like who's going to win Mr. Olympia, to more and more being able to provide and make sure that that Asher, my future son at the time, and then my wife would have everything that they needed, and that I think that I utilized the potential that you saw in me, and then very few other people did see in me. I was able to make that happen. I was able to materialize that potential into actual actions. And then those actions, you know, slowly or really quickly, honestly, over a period of, you know, about 3 years from then to now, paid off tremendously. Yeah.
And we can't negate the contribution that your partner, PJ, has played in all this. I mean, now PJ is kind of like the guy in the background, but I mean, PJ has an amazing, you know, one of the things that I had to reflect upon was when you and I first became good friends and I was introduced to PJ. PJ's always been a very, very, hardworking, very conservative, very, very determined person. He had an amazingly successful personal training business. He was a very, very young man. He's always been very driven and very focused, hasn't he?
Yes. PJ is kind of like, you said he's in the background, but really we try to make him in the foreground because I'm the one, you know, maybe doing a little more of the business. PJ is the face, I like to think. And he, although he makes lots and lots of decisions too, and any decisions I make always get passed through PJ to make sure he approves. But he's really like, when I think of like, who is the, you know, who is the Gaspari of the company?
Right.
I like to think that it's PJ because PJ has the look, you know, I mean,
yeah.
He is, still to this day, he's 230, 240, you know,
ripped
right now. He's running about 4% body fat and, he stays in shape. He enjoys to diet, which is a very strange, you know, strange phenomenon. It's funny when he, when we started and we started actually doing well in the company, I was encouraging him not to compete and not to focus on that. And I tell him, you know, don't worry so much about what you're eating or doing cardio and all this stuff, focus on the business. And, because I figured it would distract PJ. From making money and being successful in business and, you know, took time away from the business. And then I actually found when he did one of these beat PJ transformation contests where we gave away, money to anybody who could beat PJ, I realized, you know what? This actually, the structure, that the dieting and the cardio and stuff provides actually benefits PJ. It doesn't take away. It focuses him more narrowly on everything in his life. So, you know, some people do really, really well with extreme structure and PJ is one of those people.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I can see that. And quite frankly, congratulations to PJ. Isn't he going to be on the cover of Iron Man magazine?
Yeah, pretty freaking cool, man. So one of the dreams, there's two dreams of any bodybuilder, you know, is to be photographed by Per Bernal, which is the guy who shot basically every muscular development magazine you can imagine. He's the main photographer for WWE. He does all kinds of mainstream work. You know, he's a very expensive and very good photographer. So that is one of the big dreams. And another big dream is to be on the cover of a magazine. Two things that PJ had never accomplished till now. Iron Man magazine has changed ownerships. It had been owned by,
Bob Kennedy, right?
What's that?
Was it Bob Kennedy that owned it or no?
No, that's Muscle Mag.
Right.
It was owned by, damn, I can't remember the guy's name now. I feel terrible. Balik, John Balik.
Oh, John Balik, right. Okay.
John Balik, yeah. And he sold it recently to, Benai Brejovec, who was a younger guy. Successful businessman, supplement owner from Sweden. And, he's actually a very nice guy also. And he is completely transforming this magazine. So the magazine now is Bodybuilding Meets Esquire Magazine or like GQ. So it's going to be like fitness, mixed with, inspirational success stories / fashion stuff / cars, watches. Like it's going to be a really, cool mix.
Like Rob Report meets fitness.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the first things that they decided to do is to feature success stories. And so they're going to come here Friday and take pictures of PJ with all of our cars and the houses and all the different like trappings of success. But they're going to mix the actual, it's going to be 12 pages inside of talking about the business and in his relationship with Celeste, who, of course, before he married her, was the champion, the WWE Divas champion.
Wow.
For 2 years. So
I didn't realize that when I met her. I mean, she's very, very unassuming, very down to earth. That's amazing.
Yes, she is. So she was the Divas champion. So it's interesting that they got married. She left her job, started her own business, Celestial Bodies, with the help of PJ, and now that's become a success. So we have a lot of cool stuff. You know, bodybuilder turns into, you know, supplement owner, success story, and then that story also. So it's going to be a really cool 12-page spread, and I'm very, very happy and proud of him. I think it's going to be really cool.
So you've become quite the world traveler, but I remember a time where the idea of getting on a plane made you stay up for days.
Yeah, I had anxiety with traveling because of the whole process of getting into the car, driving to the airport, going through security, your bag, checking the ticket, the whole thing. It just, and then I was big, and I was bigger, like fatter then. I was like 280 and kind of puffy and holding way too much fat and water. And I would feel uncomfortable in the seats, and I'd sweat a lot, and I wouldn't want to be next to touching the other person. And yeah, so I had anxiety about traveling. Obviously, I got over that because I had to travel every weekend with Dave Palumbo. So I had to get over it. But, you know, I would take Xanax before I'd get on the plane, so I would chill out some. Now I don't have to do that anymore because I travel so much, you know.
Does first class help, like having more room?
Yeah, it does help.
Yeah.
It does help.
Yeah,
it definitely, because I'm still big. I'm still 270. I'm not as fat as I was then. I don't sweat as much, which is good. But it doesn't help all the way. I still feel anxious driving to the airport and going through security and stuff. And for whatever reason, there is still some anxiety attached to the airport experience.
Where do you think that developed? I mean, did that develop as a young man, you think, or as a child? Do you remember traveling with your family?
I feel like there's like, it's like a weird, like, I feel like there's some like pressure to get there early. You don't want to miss the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, oh my God, if I miss the plane, I'm going to be late. I don't want to, you know.
So are you compulsively early when you have to travel?
No, I wouldn't be so nervous about it.
See, I'm all about getting to the airport early because I like to be able to stroll. I like to be able to sit and relax. I hate the idea of arriving just in time. That drives me crazy because that makes me stressed out.
Maybe that's it because I usually arrive just in time.
Yeah, you gotta show up early. That's really the magic there.
Yeah, maybe that would relieve. Maybe you just solve my problems if I can get there early.
How did the first company start? The first company was actually Blackstone Labs, right?
Yeah, interesting story. I'll give you the very fast version. I was working. PJ and I were working for a company called Iron Mag Labs, which I know you're familiar with.
Yeah, Robert DiMaggio, great guy.
And so they were selling a product called Super DMZ at the time, and Robert got worried that it was going to become illegal. It looked like at the time that it was. And so he had a thriving business, and he didn't want to be stuck with a whole lot of units, which he had I think 5,000 plus units at the time. And he said, I'm going to get stuck with all these units. If I were to get caught with these and they become illegal, I could get in trouble and I could lose my business. So when he told me that he was thinking of disposing of the units, my first impulse was, hey, give them to me. I don't have anything to lose. I'll hold them here. We'll figure something out. And so he said, okay. And he sent them to me, and we started an LLC. PG and I did it together. So we got these first units, and we were sitting at the kitchen table, and we had to think of a name for the LLC, for SunBiz, to register the business. And I just said, look, what's two strong words? How about Black and Stone?
Yeah.
He said, all right, Blackstone. So that's how it started. With those 5,000 units, we started a website called superdmz.com.
I remember that website. I remember texting you one morning and going, is this you? Do you remember that?
yeah. And so Robert helped us promote the site, and we sold those 5,000 units in, I want to say, 6 weeks. And we were able to give Robert his money back for the units, and me and PJ walked away with $75,000 in 6 weeks.
Wow.
So me and PJ started being like, what now? You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Right. Now we got to keep this going.
Because once you make that kind of money, I mean, the last thing you want to do is think that's my one lick for the rest of my life.
Right.
So I said, Robert, look, they're still not illegal, man. Is it cool if I take the money and we'll split you in on the company? You'll get 30% of the company, and we will order more with our money. And he's like, okay. So we ordered more, and then we added another product a little later on, another product. They never became illegal. And by the end, we ended up buying Robert out of the company for a pretty substantial amount of money. And we started Prime Nutrition. And we started Prime Nutrition because we were worried that the pro-hormones were going to become illegal and that we would lose Blackstone Labs.
Now, I remember talking to Aaron about this, and I want you to take very special note of this. See, this is part of the mentality of success. Most people would ride Blackstone Labs out until it just drove into the ground, and then they'd go, what next?
Yeah.
But Aaron goes, we need to have a product line that meets the mainstream requirements. So when things do happen, there's no guarantee that they are. I mean, you could be selling Super DMZ for another decade, but when things happen, we have already these revenue streams in place. I think that's very proactive.
Yeah. I mean, that definitely, I think that anybody, I mean, for me, my main concern has always been, and to this day, it still is, what if it stops?
Right.
So like we're talking about all this good stuff now. What if it stops? So like I always act as if it is going to stop eventually, even if it isn't, and then I prepare for that eventuality. And so if it does happen, then I'm ready. So what ended up happening was Blackstone Labs continued to build, and then pro-hormones became illegal. You know, you know about the pro-hormone.
Well, some of them. Super DMZ is still available, but
we have two left that are not on the ban list. We lost four of them. So we had 17 SKUs at the time, 17 products. We lost four, which knocked us down to 13. In the last 2 months, we brought back four additional SKUs, or we're about to have four. We have six, so we have 16 now. And this month, post-ban, is the biggest month that we've ever had, including any other time with pro-hormones or whatever. So
wow.
It ended up being not non-founded. Like, the Primatrician didn't have to happen. We did it as a preemptive measure, and now the crazy result is that we have two very healthy, successful supplement companies, which was never expected. And anybody who says that I thought that maybe that could have happened, or me and PJ planned that out, I never ever imagined that it would be as it is today. But man, I can't tell you how excited we are about it.
I want to take a break. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got a comment to make about Super DMZ. We're talking with Aaron Singerman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro
Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to my good friend, Aaron Singerman, supplement business extraordinaire, head of Prime Nutrition, Blackstone Labs with PJ Braun, two brilliant guys. Really, two guys who really deserve everything that they're getting. I got to be quite honest with you. So, have you ever tried Super DMZ, Aaron?
Yes. Yes, I have. Very effective.
Well, not only is it very effective, but I'll tell you something that I've learned about Super DMZ. If you take it continuously, you get all those nasty side effects. You know, you feel depressed, you get lethargic. I mean, you're strong as heck, you get lean as heck, you build muscle very quickly, no doubt about it. But you definitely have to endure some of the side effects. Most people that I know that use Super DMZ and even the stronger 2.0 that is available at Blackstone Labs will say they were ready to get off when the cycle was over. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've learned that if you take Super DMZ just twice a week, you know, pick your training day, back day, leg day, whatever you want, but just twice a week, you will ultimately put on substantial muscle over the course of a few months and have no side effects whatsoever.
I can see that because your body is not it's a toxic product. So if you're taking, it's hepatotoxic. So if you're taking it every day, it's not giving your liver a chance to rest, essentially. And so when you're doing it that way, you know, maybe you are giving yourself time to detox, essentially.
Well, the gains come, they're slower, no doubt about it. But, you know, Super DMZ has a pretty good half-life in the bloodstream. So even though you're not taking it every day, you're just taking maybe Tuesday and Thursday or Wednesday and Friday or whatever, it's still having effects on the following day. So I've used it and I actually like it, but if I take it 4 days in a row, I start to feel crappy.
Right.
So I've learned, I just take it a couple days each week and it's fine. Interesting. Anyway. What's next? Oh, wait. More importantly, do we know what the new baby is already?
Yeah, it's a boy.
Oh man, that's awesome. Does Asher know?
Oh yeah, I think so. You know, he says he knows, but you know, you never really, you know, it's like he may know, but he may not really know. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he may not internalize the fact that
not until he sees the new baby.
Yeah, yeah. He says if you say where's the baby, he'll point to mommy's stomach. You know, and he'll be like, which room is that? Is the new baby? You know, he knows where the room is, but I don't know if he really, like, gets it, you know?
Now, you put a lot of thought into naming Asher. For those who don't know, Asher is one of the tribes of the Israelites, right? Was that the one of the Maccabee tribes with the groups of the Maccabees? No.
No, not one of those.
Okay. So have you put this kind of thought into the next baby's name as well?
Yeah, we have one that we're playing with. I don't know if Daryl wants you to tell.
Okay, don't. I don't want her to get mad. Don't do that.
you don't want to get in trouble with her, trust me.
No, she'll get mad at me for pulling it out of you, because you'll be able to blame me. You'll be able to say, oh, look, you put me on the spot. What was I supposed to do?
On live radio, babe, I can't help it.
Yeah, right? How excited are you?
Very excited. I mean, Asher was not planned. You know, me and Daryl had only been dating 6 months. I was sure that that she was the one. There was, like, no doubt. So it wasn't, like, you know, a bad situation or scenario. But, you know, we got married and she was, you know, pretty damn pregnant, you know, 7 months pregnant. You know, it was definitely, unexpected.
Right.
And, this one was expected. The new boy, we, planned for it. You know, we prepared for it. I did the whole HCG thing and everything. And we got lucky pretty quick. So, you know, this is definitely a different kind of excitement. That one was more of a nervous excitement.
Right.
I didn't know, like, I was happy and excited, but I was also like, oh shit,
worried.
What's going to happen now?
You yeah. know? And plus, you got to, we all question ourselves on how we're going to be fathers. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Especially me, because I was such a bad kid growing up. It gave my parents such trouble. You know, I've ended up okay, but as a teenager and a young man, I was not a good kid. You know, yeah. I was good in some ways, but mostly not good.
You were probably good when you were young. What happens to guys like us is, like, I was good all the way through grammar school. When I got into high school and I started to search for my own autonomy, that's when I started to make bad choices in friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was definitely worse. I mean, as I got older, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I gave them in Yiddish, they say suris. I gave my parents a lot of suris. So
right.
A lot of worries.
So how many children, I think you once told me that you wanted a big family. Darielle
yes.
does as well, right?
Yes. So this will be number two, and we'll 100% totally do number three no matter what. I say that because in my head, I want five, maybe even six, and she does too. But it's hard to say that definitively if
right.
you haven't even had two yet, you know? So
right.
what happens if this one, it makes 10 times harder and it's a lot of trouble and, you know, Ash doesn't react well and blah, blah, blah. We're still going to do three. No doubt three.
Right.
But that may be it if there was problems.
I think that, yeah. And I think that's a good number, especially if you are, if you're financially able. And, you know, money makes a big difference when you're raising children.
You have three. You have three.
Yes. Yes, I have three. And it was just the right number, to be honest with you. And some people say one is good. And I agree with that. I think some parents do better with just one child, so there's no dynamics between brothers, you know, siblings. And but I had a sister. How many? You have two sisters, right?
No, I just have one sister, Dana. Yeah.
One sister. Okay.
I would. I know that if like one child, I would be. It would be very tough for me. It's hard to imagine only wanting one child, because that means that we would only see the stage that we're seeing with Asher once in your whole life.
Right.
You know? And, it would be very hard for me to imagine that with all the cool stuff that I see with Asher on a daily basis, that this is the end and I'll never see it again, you know?
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. You're right.
That would make me really sad. So I like the idea of getting to know I get to do it again and again and again. So,
but you know, it's ultimately Darielle's body is the one that is really taking the toll on with each pregnancy.
She's so good with all this stuff, Carl. You know, she handles it really well. She didn't. She exercises every single day. She watches what she eats. You know, so she. I mean, she bounced. You saw how fast she bounced.
Yeah, I did an interview with her about it.
Yes, you did. You did. So she did. 10 months after the pregnancy, she was in photo shoot, I mean, contest shape, you know, where she looked phenomenal. So it just goes to show you, you know, it's a lot of the women that complain about gaining weight and everything. It's all a mindset thing, just like success in business.
Well, the only thing I'll say to you is this. With each child, it's different. And the older you are with each child, it's different.
She's young.
Yeah, so
we'll
she's young. So this is good. You know, that's the other thing. You both young. Get it out of the way now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, anyway, I know you've got to get back to the helm there. Any parting parting thoughts that you want to leave the listeners with?
I'll just say that, you know, we didn't get too much into my story. You alluded to some stuff, but you definitely touched on the fact that, that I'm an unlikely success story. And, you know, I think that if people knew all the facts, that they would really, believe that, and that I am truly an incredibly unlikely success story. And all that, what that means to me and what I think of when I think that, is that if I can do it, then any of these people out there that are listening now can do it too, that anybody is capable. If I'm capable of the kind of success that I'm having now, the truth is that anybody out there that's listening is also capable of it. It's just a matter of making the right decisions. And to be honest, making the initial decision that you are going to put everything you have into whatever your goal may be.
Right.
So, you know, if I can do it, you guys can do it too.
I agree with that. That's a very, very good parting point. Thanks so much for making time to be on the show today.
Of course, Carl. Anytime okay. for you. You know that.
All right. And give my love to Darielle and Asher, and say hello to PJ, okay?
I will.
And Celeste, I don't want to leave her out anymore. I've always said hello to PJ, and I didn't say hello to Celeste. So please let them.
When are you coming down to visit me in Boca Raton? I'm always on.
Elisa's been talking about we got to get to Florida because we're going crazy here with the snow. So it may be sooner than you think.
Just so people out there know, you've been telling me this for years now. So I expect you to come out here sometime.
I will. I promise. I really will.
I don't know what I got to do to get you.
No. Elisa's listening to the show right now live, so she hears this too. So we.
Elisa, please come on.
All right, listen, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, Carl. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Stay tuned, please.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you have a federal student loan?
Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Go, 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 G-Unit in the mix. Go, 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 go.
Hey, listen up to your local DJ.
In the mix.
Everybody stand up. Everybody put
Welcome
your
back.
Hands up. Let's party. Everybody stand up. Disco. Everybody
you know,
put your hands up. Let's party.
Aaron Singerman always says that I helped him early on, but the reality is that he helped me a lot. I was going through a really, really tough time when I met Aaron, and I was really quite alone and kind of lost going through a very, very harsh divorce. And Aaron actually gave me somebody to talk to regularly and kind of confide in, and he did as much for me as he thinks that I did for him. So I'm really happy that he's doing as well as he is. And PJ, both two really fantastic guys. And, well, you heard the story. Anyway, we have lots of good shows planned for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, and we're going to have our first episode, regularly programmed episode of Physical Culture Radio tomorrow with Brooks Kubik. This will be a regular episode every Thursday. Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio has gone away. Ken O'Neill has lots going on and was unable to continue to dedicate time to producing the show here. And you can keep an eye out. I think he will be producing a podcast of his own very shortly, and we'll keep an eye out for that together. But in the meantime, Thursdays will be dedicated to Brooks Kubik and Physical Culture Radio, so I hope you tune in for that tomorrow. And, of course, Casual Friday on Friday is right around the corner. The lovely and talented always put together a great show for all of us. So I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye. And thank you for listening today. And see you tomorrow.